dictation fast. Ruth Clark, RUTHCLARK. Date of service is 5/11/2023. And date of accident is 12/23/2019. This patient allegedly fell off a wheelchair while she was being transported into a rehab center or behavioral center. In the process of fall, she landed on both hands outstretched, injuring her right shoulder and the right knee mainly. In addition, patient had fallen on the head, leading to headaches with dizziness, loss of balance, loss of memory, blurred vision, spots in the vision, as well as pain in the neck, mid back, lower back to the tune of 7 to 9, and pain in the right shoulder with difficulty lifting the arm. Some pain in the right and left wrist was also reported. Radiation of the pain was reported to the right arm, involving the first, second, and third finger, as well as to the right leg, involving the third, fourth, and fifth toe. The patient has been going to behavioral center for her issues of psychiatric issues, paranoia, schizophrenia, bipolar illness, chemical imbalance. And she had been seeing a neurologist, Dr. Siddiqui, who was performing as a neurologist as well as pain physician. And suddenly he had quit. I believe there is some insurance issues. On the initial examination, it was found that the patient is suffering from pain in the neck and lower back with the spasm in the paravertebral muscles and bilateral sacroiliac joint involvement. And the patient has been shifted here for pain management at the advanced pain care. Currently, the patient reports that pain is worse in the neck, mid back, and lower back. It is 9, while shooting pain to the both buttocks and both legs. There is a pain in the right knee and right shoulder, which is also affecting her. She has had 4 or 5 injections right shoulder before arriving to advanced pain care, and there is no improvement has been reported. She used to see doctor at a Van Dyke Pain Center, which has been closed. Left shoulder, she never had any injection, but she had a surgery on the right shoulder, which apparently, according to her, has worsened. In the left knee, there was never any injections done, and right knee, there is one injection reported. At this time, patient states her pain varies from 9 to 10, with the ADLs being affected to the tune of 8 to 10, as follows. Patient reports that walking ability and sleep are affected 10, while general activity and work are affected 6. Patient reports only 20% improvement in the symptoms. System review, the substance abuse, and the compliance plan comes from the chart. The plan, the blood physical examination, blood pressure is 133/81, pulse is 84, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam is identical to the previous visit, which was 0517-079 for the date of service of 5/1/2023. diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets for anti-inflammatory. Aloe has been provided 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder, for anxiety, sleep, and pain relief. Narco 7.5, 325 to 12 hour for 15 days. 30 tablets are provided for pain relief, incidentally. A compounding cream was provided for deep tissue pain, consisting of Voltaren gel, gabapentin, amitriptyline, cyclobenzaprine, lidocaine, as well as naltrexone 1 milligram is provided daily for further help. And other than that, there's no other treatment. The patient is undergoing physical therapy at DMC rehab and also to US rehab, and hopefully that will help her. A referral to chiropractor will be considered The patient is also being referred to a orthopedic surgery for evaluation of bilateral knees, which have a meniscus tear, tricompartmental degenerative arthritis, and many other finding requiring a complete or total knee replacements. And the MRIs were discussed at great length with the patient. She was informed that at this time, most appropriate treatment will be injection treatment for all these areas that are affected, which include right shoulder, both knees, and LS spine. And all the options were discussed as well. And the patient has a bulging disc throughout, as well as ligamentum flavum, hypertrophic changes, and use of yoga, meditation, exercise, water aerobics, all have been discussed. Loss of weight has been discussed. So the patient will be seen in 2 weeks' time. Thank you.